我们来看马太福音二章第一节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 2 verse 1.
马太福音二章一节到十二节。
Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 to 12.
我们从我右手边哈，前面一个人读一节。
And from my right side, every person will read one verse.
马太福音二章一节到十二节。
Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 to 12.
再一节说，好，这里谈到主耶稣降生啊，就是发生在2000多年前的事情。
So this describes around 2,000 years ago of the birth of Jesus.
啊，所以我们现在用的这个公元纪年啊。一般是从主耶稣出生以后开始算。
And so we typically count the number of years starting from when Jesus was born.
主耶稣出生前叫做西元前几年。
And so you describe any time before Jesus as a BC.
不过这个算法是在西元大概500年左右才决定的。
And this is only after around 500 years ago.
当时本来他们是用一个罗马皇帝曾经逼迫教会的罗马皇帝啊，用他的年号。
And so before then, it was actually they used an emperor's.
后来基督徒觉得说这样不好啊，所以大家都认为要用耶稣出生的年代来算。
But then Christians thought it was not fit to do so, so they decided to use Jesus' birth as a marking point for years.
所以这个年代是大概西元500年以后才追算上去。
And so it was only around 500 AD where they adopted this type of system.
但是后来在计算的时候，计算比较正确的话，就有一点误差。
But if you were to look at it more accurately, it would have a little bit of a discrepancy.
发现说大希律王是在西元前4年左右死掉。
And the death of Herod was around 4 BCE.
那实际上大希律王主耶稣出生的时候，大希律王还在。
And at the birth of when Jesus was born, Herod the Great was still alive.
他要把当时的小孩子都要把他杀掉。
He wanted to kill all of the newborn boys.
所以照这样算起来的话，应该这个西元跟历史实际上是差大概4年多。
And so if the difference between the BCE and the old way of keeping this time was around 4 years of a discrepancy.
所以正确的话是主耶稣应该是在西元前4年左右出生。
And so it should be around 4 BC.
啊，所以一般我们讲主耶稣啊被钉十字架是西元二十九年。
And when Jesus was crucified, it was around 29 BC.
啊，但是他在世界上活三十三年。
And he had lived on this earth for 33 years.
啊，不过我们知道这个耶稣的出生啊，这是一个历史上的事实。
And we know that the birth of Jesus Christ is a historical fact.
那所以耶稣的出生啊，啊，非常不平凡，因为他是人类的救主。
And we know that the birth of Jesus was extraordinary because he is the savior of all of mankind.
在他出生之前，就有很多的先知啊讲预言。
And there are several prophets that have prophesied about Jesus' birth in the old time.
耶稣出生的时候啊，啊也借着天使啊，啊跟很多人报喜信。
And so there's many angels and people that were praising this event when Jesus was born.
那这里谈到说有东方的几个博士啊，啊特别到耶路撒冷要来拜耶稣。
And it mentions these wise men from the east that came to worship Jesus.
啊，看起来应该是离主耶稣出生啊。主耶稣是出生在马槽里，但是他这里讲到说啊，他们是进到一个房子里面啊，去找到耶稣。
And we know that Jesus was born in a manger, but here it mentions that they entered into a house to see Jesus.
啊，后来又说到这个博士离开了以后啊，啊，天主就叫耶稣跟玛利亚赶快把耶稣带到埃及去。
And after these wise men have departed, an angel came before Mary and Joseph and told them to go to Egypt.
因为希律王啊找不到耶稣，后来就把两岁以下的婴孩啊统统杀掉。
Because Herod was unable to find Jesus, so he commanded that all of the boys that are younger than 2 years old to be killed.
终于让我们知道说，这个博士来拜访的时间啊。啊，距离耶稣出生啊，应该有一段的时间呐、啊。
And so we know that the time when in which these wise men from the east
至少有几个月的时间。
They had visited Jesus around a few months after Jesus was born.
啊，这是他的时代背景。
And so this is his background of his birth.
那我们来谈说这东方的几个博士。
And so now we will discuss about the men of the east.
啊，这个东方的地方到底什么地方没有很详细的记载？不过让我们大概知道说，大概是巴比伦啊、波斯一带的地方。
It doesn't specifically tell us where specifically they are from the east, but we can assume it's around in the Babylon area or the ancient.
阿伯兰是很文明的古国。
And so they were very famous civilization.
啊，犹太人呐、啊，曾经被掳到这个地方来。
And the Israelites were actually captured by this nation.
啊，那犹太人呐、啊，他们常常进会堂在敬拜啊，可能在当时的人，他们也知道圣经有一个预言呐、啊，将来有救主，好像一个仙啊要降临。
And there's even a prophecy about how there is a star that will come to save the Israelites.
啊，啊，这个是在四世纪里面哈。
And this is mentioned in Numbers.
啊，可能他们有这样的啊，有听到这样的信息也说不定哈。我们看四世纪二十四章。
Let's look at Judges chapter 24.
四世纪二十四章。
Judges chapter 24.
十七节
，Verse 17，
二十四章十七，哎，四世纪，不是四世纪，民数记应该是民数记， 啊，对不起哈，《民数记》。
So let's turn to the book of Numbers.
民数记二十四章十七节。
Numbers chapter 24 verse 17.
我看他却不在现时，我望他却不在近日。有星要出于雅各，有杖要兴于以色列，必打破摩押的四角，毁坏扰乱之子。这里讲到说，有神的星啊，啊要兴起，啊从雅各出来。
And we see here in this verse that a star shall come out of Jacob.
啊，有这个杖啊，这种杖就是啊，这个权杖就是代表王的权柄。
And this scepter shall come out of Israel, which represents the power that a king has.
啊，所以这里是讲到神有神特别的要兴起的一个啊救赎主吧，啊有一个。好像大星星旗啊，啊带着那个属灵的权柄。
And so, here mentions that God will send someone that has, like a star, that has all this power.
啊，所以这个是有关啊以色列的救主的预言。
And so this is related to the prophecy related to our
Savior. 那很可能以色列人在被掳的地方啊，他们。啊、都会学习圣经啊，谈论圣经里面的道理。
During the time when which the Israelites were captured by their enemies, they were study the scriptures.
啊，后来神啊，也借着星啊，特别启示这个东方的几个学者。
And so, he actually raised up these east and the wise men of the east.
好，啊，说他们特别从东方啊，从很远的地方啊。来到以色列地，还要在那里要来，啊，
and that they came,
找这个要生下来做犹太人的王。
And so these people they came from afar, from the east to go see this the savior of the Israelites.
如果我们所假定的是从这个波斯跟巴比伦地来到以色列地啊。这是一段非常远的路程。
And if you were to calculate how long it would be, it would take to go from Babylon or Persia all the way to Jerusalem, it would take quite a long time.
圣经曾经提到以色列人他们被掳在巴比伦，啊、后来他们能够回国来建圣殿、建圣城。
And so it mentions in the Bible about how the Israelites, when they were taken to Babylon, and then they were allowed to go back to Israel to rebuild the temple.
以斯拉啊，从巴比伦地回来的时候，大概经过了四个月的时间。
And from it took Ezra around 4 months to travel from Babylon all the way back to Israel.
所以有个人讲说，如果用步行的、用人走路的话，大概要四个月的时间。
And so it would take approximately 4 months for someone to walk there by foot.
因为他们从一月一号开始走啊，走到五月一号才到。
Because they started in the first month and then they arrived there by the fifth month.
啊，不过有的人说啊，如果用骆驼走的话，哈。啊，骑骆驼的话，大概时间比较快一点，大概两个月左右。
But if you were to go by camel, it would take around 6 weeks to 2 months.
所以看到这些人啊，要来到耶路撒冷或到伯利恒要来拜耶稣啊，其实是要经过很远的路程。
And so you can see these men from the east, in order to worship Jesus, they had to walk a very long path.
所以因为有星特别指示他们，有一个救赎主，一个君王生在犹太地。
And because there was the star that was guiding them, and they knew that there was the leader of Israel there.
所以他们得到这个特别的启示，就专程来。
And that they received this special revelation and they were called to go there.
虽然要经过很远的路程。
And even though they had to go in a very far path.
但是他们不辞辛劳。
But they labored until they could get
there. 所以让我们知道说我们要拜神啊，也是要有这样的态度啊，不要因为路途遥远。
And so likewise we should have the same attitude as these people and that we shouldn't be discouraged by the long path.
圣经里面谈到使徒时代，有一个埃提阿伯的太监，
And so,
他也专程到耶路撒冷圣殿去拜神。
And in the apostolic times, it records of this Ethiopian eunuch that would travel all the way to worship.
哎呦，回去的路上啊，他还在读圣经。
And even on the way there, he was reading the scriptures.
所以我们知道神是看人内心的。
And so we see that God really looks into the hearts of men.
所以神就差派腓力啊。跑到旷野的地方啊，专程去讲道理给他听。
That is why he has sent Philip to go into this wilderness to talk to this Ethiopian eunuch.
那他明白道理以后，很高兴接受了洗礼啊，然后才回家。
And after he had understood these teachings, he willingly was baptized and was joyfully going back home.
我们也听过很多啊有关类似的一些见证。
And we hear many stories and many testimonies similar to this.
很多人为的要听道理啊，就经过很远的路程啊，专门去求道。
And that in order to hear these teachings, many of these brothers and sisters will travel very long paths to.
我们最熟悉的一个例子就是沙巴教会的开始。
And the most famous one is the beginnings of the
church in Sabah. 有一个新加坡的执事把一本圣灵报寄到雅比沙巴的雅比。
And so there's a Singaporean member that sent a Bible to.
那个人接到了圣灵报以后，他就寄到三打根给他一个好朋友。
And he traveled to another an area to give this to his good friend.
这个人就是叫做李希林。
And this person was Li Shi.
是沙巴教会的第一个信徒。
And it was the first member in Sabah Church.
他本来是其他教会的。
And he actually was a member in a different church.
你看到圣灵报说，怎么耶稣还有真还有假？
And so he read this the Holy Spirit monthly, and he was thinking about the different teachings. And he was reading it, and the more he read, the more moved he felt.
看完以后就决定啊，要去新加坡找那个主事。
And the more he read, he was more determined to look for this member.
所以那个时候啊，坐船要三天。
And he took at this time the distance would take around 3 days.
到了新加坡以后啊，照着地址要去找那个温执事。
And he went to he was looking for the address to look for this member.
温执事不在家。
And this member was not there.
他在市场的时候。
And while he was looking at this place.
有一个人跟他讲说，你家里有人来找你哦。
And there's a person that informed him that there's someone looking for you.
你要赶快回去。
You must quickly return.
他说他见了那个人以后都没有看见过。
And then afterwards, after meeting this person, he's never seen him again.
说好像天使跟他讲说，有人来找你，你要赶快回去。
And it's almost as if an angel was sent to tell him he must return home. There's someone looking for you.
结果那个李希林就住在他们家，跟他查好道理。
And this Li Shilin person actually just stayed at their home and to learn these teachings.
后来明白了以后啊，接受洗礼又得圣灵。
And afterwards, after he understood, he received a water baptism.
然后带着几个传道人啊，坐船到三打根啊，开始去传道。
And afterwards, he brought three pastors to go on this boat, and so they could preach.
从三打根开始到处传道所以他们到处建立教会。现在沙巴的教会大概将近两万个信徒。
And the membership had grown to so that in Sabah Church is around 20,000 members.
所以我们看到说有些人有心想要求道理，这个神就让他们遇见。
And we can really see that if you have the heart to search for the truth, then God will give you a means to that.
我记得以前在伊丽莎白教会的时候。
And I remember in my time in Elizabeth Church.
林恩惠之前有些慕道者有的从会城来。
And that even during our evangelical service and spiritual convocations, there are people from Philadelphia.
也有的从波士顿。
And there'll be people from coming from Boston.
他们有时候来都已经晚了，他们就坐在外面等。
And by the time they arrived, the service had already ended, and they were just waiting outside.
啊，等到天亮。
And they would wait until the sun rose.
但是我们看到说啊，后来每一个人啊，神都让他们得到满满的恩典回去。
But we can still see that every single person that came, God would fill their lives with so much grace.
所以这个是真正在寻求神啊，真正拜神的态度。
And so this is what it means to truly seek after God.
那所以说这几个博士啊，他们也是专程啊来拜耶稣。And
so we can see that these wise men, they specifically came to worship Jesus.
所以他们来到耶路撒冷以后啊，他们就问，说那个生下来要做犹太人的王啊，生在哪里？
And so they, when they had arrived to Jerusalem, they asked about this.
Because
we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him.
当然，这里讲几个博士哈，这个中文翻作博士，啊，英文有其他的翻译哦，翻作智慧人。
And so in the Chinese translation, it describes the wise men as doctors. In English translation, there are several different ones, mainly wise men.
有一次我年初的时候到西班牙，到欧洲去。
And when I was sent to go to Spain in Europe.
他们新年初啊，连续放了好几天假。
And there was a very extended break for them.
他们说啊，那个叫做三个国王日。
And it was known as the Three Kings.
哦，一开始我不晓得什么三个国王日啊，大家特别放假。
And I wasn't really sure what they were talking about with these three kings and why everybody had a day off.
啊，后来他们就说，这个就是圣经里面我们讲的三个博士。
And it's actually referring to these wise men or these doctors.
啊，所以他们认为说有三个国王从。 别的地方啊，跑到犹太地要来拜耶稣。And
so culturally, they think that it is actually three different types of kings that came to worship Jesus.
啊，不过圣经里面好像不是讲国王。But
in the Bible, it doesn't specifically mention any of this king.
啊，圣经里面也不是讲三个。And
it doesn't even mention three.
圣经只是讲几个啊，智慧人，几个博士。
It only mentions a plural amount of men or wise men or doctors.
啊，因为有的人读圣经，因为看到有三件礼物嘛。
And so typically, when people read the Bible, they might think it has to be.
啊，所以就把它定做三个人来。
And so people just automatically assume that there's three men that came.
事实上，不一定是一个人献一样礼物啊。
But it doesn't necessarily mean that each person had brought.
可能好多人呐，啊，他们一起献礼物啊，所以不能够用三件礼物就断定三个人。
So you cannot immediately determine that since there was only three gifts, that there was only three men.
啊，因为他们来了以后啊，啊，整个城都造成轰动。
And so afterwards, you can see that it created a great commotion when they
come. 啊，如果是一些智慧人呐，啊，有身份的人，可能还有他们的随从。
And so, if they have these wise men, they had their own customs.
所以可见人是应该不止三个。
And so we cannot automatically assume that these people is.
所以既然圣经没有讲几个，我们就不要像一般的教会把它定位为三个。
And so, just because the Bible mentions that there's more than one, we cannot automatically assume, just like other churches, that there has to be three.
啊，圣经既然讲几个人，我们就讲几个。
And since the Bible mentions that there is more than one, there's plural amount, then we will say that there's.
他们来第一个问题就是说，要生下来做犹太人的王的在哪里？
And so the first question they ask is, where is he who has been born king of the Jews?
结果希律王说，听到这个信息啊，他就感到很惊慌啊，感到很不安。And
so when Herod the Great had heard this news, he felt very anxious about this.
还有整个城里面的百姓也感到很不安。And
all of the believers, they also felt a little anxious.
可能这个希律王以为说， 有一个人要来做这个犹太人的王。
And so Herod the Great had this idea that maybe this new king will become the new king of Israel.
那我这个王位啊，怎么继续能够维持下去呢
？And he thought, how am I able to maintain my power in this time?
事实上啊，希律王不是犹太人，他是以图买人，就是以东人的后裔。
And so, at that time, for Herod, he is from the tribe of he's an Edomite, and he's not Israelite.
他看到说啊，有人来要做他的王位，所以他就感到心里不安。
And so he thought someone was going to take his place as king, and he felt very not at peace with this.
他这个整个城里面啊，说啊感到大家也动荡不安呐、啊，不安宁。
And the entire city, the entire nation felt very not at peace.
因为他们可能认为是不是会让这个社会带来动荡不安。
And that they were wondering whether or not this birth of this king will cause a lot of commotion
会不会影响到他们的身家生命
And that will it affect their daily lives.
所以因为这个信息啊，就带给他们很大的不安。
And because of this great commotion, it caused a.
我想这也是没有信主的人啊，他们所会遭遇到的现象。
And so because of this, it caused a lot of anxiety for many people, and this is what might happen.
那这个有了这个问题以后，希律王就召集祭司跟文士来问。
And so Herod had sent many of these scribes and people to ask.
啊，到底这个预言的犹太王要生在哪里
？And where is this king that is being prophesied?
那些文士就很快地回答说，应该是在伯利恒。
And so many of these scribes mentioned that it must be in Bethlehem.
因为这个圣经有非常清楚的预言。
Because it specifically mentions in the prophecies in the scriptures.
我们看弥迦书。
Let's look at Micah.
弥迦书。
Micah.
五章第二节。
Micah chapter 5 verse 2.
弥迦书五章第二节。
Micah chapter 5 verse 2.
伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古，从太初就有了。所以那些啊文士啊，就是研究圣经的人，他们就因为他们对圣经很熟啊。
And so these scribes and scholars, since they are so familiar with the scriptures,
他们都专门在抄写圣经或者是讲解圣经的。
And they are in charge of dictating the scriptures, or they're in charge of writing down the scriptures.
所以他们一听到问题，他们就知道说应该在伯利恒。
And so these people, when they're asked this question on where this king will be born in, they immediately knew it would be Bethlehem.
因为这里讲到说伯利恒以法他。这是一个非常小的地方的城市。
And it mentions specifically here at Bethlehem Ephrathah, which is a very small city.
但是有一个大君王要从这里出来。
But there'll be a great king that comes from this small city.
他要这以色列的王来主掌王权。
And that this will be the king of Israel.
好。啊、因为耶稣的，我们说他的出生很特别。
And so we've already mentioned about how extraordinary Jesus' birth was.
所以有关耶稣的出生跟一生当中所要经历的事情，圣经都有预言。
And whatever the recordings of what Jesus' birth is like or his life is like has already been recorded in the scriptures.
啊，并且还谈到他来将来要怎么被卖，怎么被钉十字架都有。
It is already mentioned about how Jesus will be betrayed and how he will die.
啊，所以他们很清楚就知道说，耶稣要生在伯利恒。
So they knew specifically that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem.
啊，这个博士啊，他们一听到啊。这个文士所讲的是在伯利恒，所以他们就从耶路撒冷到伯利恒去了。
And so the wise men they heard of these scholars saying that Jesus will be born in Bethlehem, so they went.
他说很奇妙的，本来他们在东方所看到那一颗星啊，现在变成一颗星在他们前面啊，来带领他们的路。
And so, and from the east they saw the star, and they realized that the star was leading them to the right path.
啊，一直到了主耶稣所在的地方啊， 那个星才停住。
And then it was only until they reached the place where Jesus was born that the star had a
So we can see here.
So we can see here.
真的，一个虔诚的人，你想要找神呐、啊，神就让你寻见。
That if you genuinely want to seek after God, then God will show Himself and let you seek after.
他们热心的寻求啊。后来他们看到主，他们就充满着满足跟喜乐。
And because they were fervently seeking after Jesus, they were filled with so much joy and
fulfillment. 然后我们做比较啊，那些文士，他们圣经虽然很懂。
And we can make a comparison that even though these scholars they understand the scriptures really
well. 他们也知道耶稣要救主要出生在伯利恒。
They already knew that Jesus the Savior would be born in Bethlehem.
至少虽然知道，但是他们却没有那个寻找的心。
But even though they have this knowledge, they did not have the attitude to search.
啊，但是当然了、啊，他们也得不到救恩了、啊。
And because of that, they were not able to receive this salvation.
所以，我们对圣经的道理要查考，要了解。
So when we look at the teachings in the Bible, we must understand them.
但是更重要的是，我们就是要去遵循。
But the more important aspect is to actually do them.
那圣经指示我们说，这个是为耶稣做见证的。我们努力查考明白了，我们相信接受，呼求就临到了。
And so the Bible is meant to be a testimony for Jesus Christ, so we must willingly accept it, but also fervently seek after it.
这里顺便提到那一颗星啊，刚刚所谈到的星。
And so here specifically also mentions of the star.
好，那这是很透视的。
And so
it's a 因为神可以借着万物啊，来启示人，所以这是神特别的启示。
And so this is a very miraculous thing and that showing how God is so powerful to create all things.
让他们借着研究了解这个星象，来得到说有一位救世主啊要出生了。
And that is a message to show that the Savior has been born.
好，所以这个借着认识这个星啊。所以一直把他们带到主耶稣出生的地方。
And so they continued to follow the star until they reached Jesus.
这里面讲到我们基督徒，我们也要做星星。
And so it mentions as Christians that we ourselves have to become like stars.
因为神造了大星啊，造了很多的星光啊。在天空是要来照亮这个黑暗的世界。
Because the purpose of these stars and God creating these stars is so they can illuminate the darkness.
神拣选了亚伯拉罕以后啊，跟他讲说，你将来会有很多的祖孙啊，像天上的星那样多。
And when God had made a covenant with Abraham, He has mentioned that His descendants will be as plentiful as the stars.
这些星啊，就是在天空中啊，在那边放光啊，照亮这个世界的。
And these stars is all scattered about the entire universe, and it's used to illuminate all of the darkness.
所以我们是属灵的亚伯拉罕的祖孙，所以我们要像星一样。
And so we are the spiritual descendants of Abraham, so likewise we have to be like a star.
黑暗的世界啊。发出荣耀的光来。
And so, in a very dark world, we must shine our light.
我们也要能够在世上发光，让人能够看到一条到主耶稣基督的道路。
And so, we have to illuminate our light. And so, when people see that, they can have this ready path to follow Jesus. 所以，哥罗西书里面，
哥罗西书里面说我们要用诸般的智慧把主耶稣基督来述说传扬，把人完完全全的引到主耶稣基督的面前。
And so that in Colossians it mentions that we must use our wisdom in order to preach the word and to bring people to Jesus.
所以我们一方面要有好的行为让人能够在我们身上来看到耶稣。
And so we must have these good actions and these good deeds in order for people to see Jesus within us.
我们也要向人努力做见证。
And that we must bear testimonies before men.
因为耶稣基督已经降生了。
Because Jesus had already departed from this world.
末世的救恩已经显明了。
And that the salvation plan has already been completed.
主耶稣的圣灵又重新降在地面上，在真教会里面。
And that the Holy Spirit has descended upon the true church already.
所以我们都是神的见证人。
So we are all a testimony before Christ.
我们每一个人领受了福音以后啊，都有。 责任啊，向众人做见证。
After we have received the gospel of Christ, then we have the responsibility of bearing testimony for others.
要把世人啊引到主耶稣的面前。
And that we can lead people to before Christ.
所以要成为一颗星啊，那个带领人啊找到主耶稣。
So we must be like a star to lead people to before Jesus.
这几个博士啊，他们就来到了这个。 耶稣所在的地方。
And so the wise men, they had arrived to where Jesus had been dwelling.
这个二章的第八节。
In Matthew chapter 2, verse
8. 二章的第九节。
Matthew chapter 2, verse 9.
说他们听见王的话，就去了，在东方所看见的那星。 如来在他们前头，逐行到小孩子的地方，那一颗星就在他们上头就停住了。我们看第十节。Verse 10， 他们看见那颗星就大大的欢喜。11节。Verse
11，
见那房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒。 拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。这里讲到说啊，这三个人啊，这几个博士啊，几个人啊，他们来到了房子啊，见到房主，看到主耶稣和婴孩耶稣和他的母亲玛利亚。
And so here describes what happened when the wise men had entered the house and they see the young Jesus and Mary, his mother.
结果说啊，他们就俯伏敬拜那个小孩子。
And then that they fell down and worshipped him.
他们不是拜玛利亚，他们是拜小孩子婴孩耶稣啊。
Here mentions that they did not fall down and worship Mary, they worshipped the young child.
因为他才是真正的救主。
Because he is the true Savior.
所以他虽然是婴孩啊，但是他是真神本身啊，道成肉身来的。But
that even though it is a baby, he is only a baby. He is God.
所以我们看到他们真是有真的智慧啊。And
so they truly feared God.
我们看以赛亚书第9章。Let's
look at Isaiah chapter 9.
第6节。Isaiah
chapter 9 verse 6.
以赛亚书9章第6节。Isaiah
chapter 9 verse 6.
因为有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一个儿子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙、测试全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。所以先知就预言了，将来有个婴孩要出生。
And so the prophets have already prophesied that that this child will be born.
七章的地方是说，借着一个童女把他生下来。
And that it would be there someone that would be born.
所以时候到了，真的玛利亚生下了耶稣啊。
So truly, we see that Mary had given birth to Jesus.
主耶稣虽然是一个婴孩，但是说他就是。 全能的神，永在的父。
And that even though Jesus at this time was only a child, he is a mighty God, everlasting Father.
因为他实际上是那个永的神啊，为着救人，借着一个童女把他生下来。
And he is this mighty God that has been born from a virgin to save us.
所以耶稣本身啊，婴孩耶稣本身就是神。
And so even as a child, Jesus is God.
所以圣经里面说，天地万物是他造的， 也是借着他的权柄来托住万有。
And that all things were created through him.
所以他虽然降生来到世界，他还是在天，能就从天而降，能就在天的人子。
And so even though he is manifest in the flesh, he has the power to be a God in the heaven.
所以耶稣说啊，我跟父是合一的一位啊。
And he has mentioned that, Jesus has mentioned that I and my Father are one.
因为他虽然降生在世界，实际上他就是那个永恒的神。
That even though he is there in the flesh at that time, he is also the.
所以我们看到说这些智慧人呐、啊，有真的智慧，真正认识神。
So these wise men had this true wisdom to recognize that this young child is God.
我们看到现在很多人啊，现在有一些人，他们啊，把玛利亚啊当作他们崇拜的对象。
So we see several people, many people, they think they worship Mary instead.
因为他们认为说啊，啊，玛利亚做母亲的啊，比较有慈悲怜悯的心。
And that Mary as a mother has a more merciful and a loving heart.
啊，主耶稣比较孝顺。
And that Jesus has filial piety.
啊，所以主耶稣比较严厉。你如果有什么事情不敢告诉他，那你就啊跟玛利亚祷告。
And that even if you have things that you do not want to tell Jesus, you can just go to Mary to pray.
啊，然后玛利亚就是告诉她的儿子耶稣。
And then Mary will tell Jesus.
啊，这个是错误的，这个是不懂道理。
And this is a false teaching, and this is not really understanding the scriptures.
因为玛利亚也是一个平凡人。
Because Mary herself is just a regular person.
只是神把她当作一个器皿。啊，让她怀孕，把主耶稣生下来。
And that God had allowed her to be a vessel for him, that she can bear Jesus, this God.
啊，所以玛利亚本身是像我们一般人一样的。
So Mary is just like a regular person like you and I.
只是她特别有福分呐、啊，啊，因为借着她来生救主。
But she has given the special task to bear this bear Jesus Christ.
有的人听到主耶稣的讲道啊，非常感动。
And that many people they listen to Jesus Christ.
所以他们就大声呼喊。
And they shout.
说生养你的人有福气啦。
And that may the person that bore you be blessed.
你的妈妈怎么生了一个这么聪明、有智慧、有能力的儿子？所以这个妈妈太有福气了。
And that how can the mother bear such a great person? This the mother must be such a great person.
但是耶稣说没有错了。
And Jesus says you're not wrong in
that. 但是还比不上那个听了神的道而去遵行的人更有。
But it's better for someone to listen to the teachings and do the.
所有的人类当中，唯一能够把救主耶稣生下来的，唯有玛利亚。
There's only one person, which is Mary, that can bear Jesus Christ as her son.
所以玛利亚说啊，万代都要称我是有福气的。
And that all things I have been blessed.
因为她是蒙神大眷爱的女子。
Because she has won the approval of God.
啊，但是玛利亚更重要的，她都把神的道都常常放在心上，一直反复思想，而且照着去遵行。
But she puts all of these teachings in her heart, and she's always thinking about these things.
所以玛利亚的福分更大。
And so the
因为她成为神所用的贵重的器皿。
And so she has been given such a great task as being the vessel of God.
同时她非常认真地来遵守神的教训。
And that she had very reverently followed the will of God.
所以有一次耶稣讲道理的时候啊，有人跟她讲说，你妈妈跟你的弟兄姐妹来找你啊。
And as Jesus was preaching the gospel, many of his followers had told him that your mother and your siblings have come.
耶稣说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄姐妹？”
But Jesus mentions who is my mother and who is my brothers and sisters.
凡是遵守我天父旨意的人，都是我的母亲、我的弟兄姐妹啦。
Whoever reveres me and my teachings is my mother and my siblings.
啊，所以唯有耶稣基督啊。才是真唯一的救主，他是真神。
And so, Jesus Christ is the true God, and He is.
他才是我们众人所应当敬拜的对象。
And so, He is the person that we should be worshiping.
虽然玛利亚得到很多的福分
，And even though Mary had been given so many blessings,
因为她成为神所 重用的一个好器皿。
Because she has become the object or the vessel that God had used to bear this child.
所以我们就是要对那个我们应该敬拜的对象啊，我们应该有一个清楚的认识。
And so we must understand on who we worship.
他说，我们应当知道我们所相信的是谁。我们应当敬拜的是谁。
We ought to know who is it that we worship and who is it that we pray to.
好像这几个博士啊，他们是拜耶稣啊，拜那个婴孩，而不是拜玛利亚。
So we know that these wise men, they had worshipped Jesus, not Mary.
啊，然后说啊，他们就啊拿出三样礼物来。
And they had brought these three gifts.
啊，第一个就是黄金。
And the first was gold.
啊，第二个是乳香。
And the second was frankincense.
第三个是末药。
And the third was myrrh.
啊，这三样东西啊，都是非常宝贵的东西啊。
And these three items are quite valuable.
一般啊，黄金是送给君王的礼物。
And this gold is used as a gift for the king.
因为他们认为耶稣就是君王啊，
so、
万王之王。
They understood that Jesus Christ is the king. He is the king.
而且这些礼物啊，对当时啊非常实用。
And these gifts are also very useful.
因为他们不久啊，约瑟全家都要逃难到这个埃及去。
And so, not long from that point, Jesus and his entire family had to run to Egypt.
我们知道他这个家庭啊，他是一个贫穷的家庭。
And we know that Jesus was born into an impoverished family.
因为主耶稣做洁净礼奉献的时候啊，就只有献上斑鸠雌鸽。
And that we know that when they were giving their offerings, they only had two turtle doves.
因为按照当时的规矩啊，按照律法的规定。啊，如果有钱的人是献羊。
And we know by the law, if you had money, then you would sacrifice a lamb.
啊，经济不好的人就献鸽子、献斑鸠啊。
And if you didn't have any money, then you would sacrifice turtle doves.
啊，所以他们是耶稣是出生在一个木匠的家庭里面。
And so we know that Jesus Christ was born in a carpenter's
family. 他这个家庭的经济情况不是很好。
And they didn't have a really great economic status.
啊，所以他们要逃难到埃及去，要有很多的花费啊。
And so in order to go and go to Egypt, they had to.
所以神就借着这几个博士啊，把这个礼物送来给他，啊，让他们能够在那边能够使用得上。
So God had sent these wise men to give these very useful gifts so they can use them.
啊，这个乳香啊，也是献给那个尊贵人的礼物。
And this frankincense was also offered to those who have great power.
啊，像雅各的儿子啊，他们要去买粮食。
And just like for Jacob, his sons, they had to buy food.
他就特别交代说，你要把这边呢 比较贵重的一些香料啦、乳香啦、末药啦带去送给那个人。
That they, in order to buy the food of the land, he told his children to bring balm and honey and spices and to give to him.
所以他们这些东西啊，本来都是送给一些尊贵人的一些礼物。
And so this frankincense is used as a gift for those in high authority.
啊，在圣经里面呢、啊，他们在献祭的东西很多都要加上乳香啊，所以能够显出香气。
And during in the Old Testament, in order to offer these sacrifices, they would put frankincense in it to have aroma.
啊，他们用那个末药啊，是掺在这个做膏油的圣膏油的材料里面。
And this myrrh is also used for this holy oil.
啊，所以。这些膏油啊，是来膏祭司、膏至圣、膏圣所。
And the myrrh is used for the oil in order to anoint the priests.
啊，让它发出香气来。
And that they can release a good aroma.
那、啊、所以让我们知道说，这个都是非常重要的一些礼物。
And we can see here all of these gifts are quite valuable and very important.
一方面呢，表述说啊，耶稣是一个受膏者。
Is to show that Jesus is the anointed one.
啊，他被膏油啊，就是啊， 做君王、做祭司、做先知的三个职分。
And so he is there to be a king, he is there to be a priest, and he is there to be a prophet.
哎，预表耶稣基督在世界上啊。能够发出非常香的香气来。
And that Jesus in this earth, he's able to release this beautiful aroma.
所以这三样礼物啊，都有它特别的啊一些属灵教训在里面。
So within these three gifts, there's several spiritual teachings.
当然，圣经里面教我们说啊，我们要来拜神啊，我们不可空手朝见神。
In that we, in order to worship God, we cannot go before God empty-handed.
古时候，他们每年啊，有三个节期，要到神立名的地方啊，去守节。
And for the Jewish tradition, in order you would need to go to the temple and offer things at different times.
啊，不要献上礼物。不可空手朝见神。
And that they must enter with these gifts. They cannot go to before the Lord empty-handed.
啊，当然，我们今天来到神的殿里面也是一样啊。因为感谢神的恩典，我们也会奉献一些财物来报答神的恩典。
And that now we should do likewise when we enter into the church, and by the grace of God, we can offer off our things.
啊，让这个圣工能够顺利的推行。
And that so all of this holy work can be so done. 或者
帮助宣道的工作，或者是帮助一些行善捐书的工作。
And that for the missionary can continue to be expanded.
所以圣经里面说，我们不要忘记用财物来尊荣神。
So it tells us that we must revere God with our possessions.
然后我们奉献乐意的人呐，就能够得到神的祝福。
And that a cheerful giver and willing giver will receive the blessing.
因为我们奉献可以积财在天。
And because when we give offer our possessions here, we are actually building up our possessions
in heaven. 但是我们除了这个物质的礼物以外，
and so aside from the physical or material things that we
offer, 我们更重要的就是要把我们的身心啊。当作活的祭物来献给神。
But what's even more important is that for our heart, we should offer a living sacrifice before God.
就是属灵的奉献的东西啊，奉献我们的身心。
Which is a spiritual sacrifice.
黄金就是代表我们要有坚定的信心。
So having gold, which means is to have a firm faith.
所以我们的信心如果精炼过来以后啊。就好像晶晶一样的，非常的宝贵。
So after overcoming all these tribulations, we can have a very pure gold, which is very valuable.
所以我们每一个来到神面前的人要，对神要有绝对的信心。
So when we come before God, we must have this firm and fervent faith.
要相信神的慈爱跟他的大能。
We must understand God's love for us.
相信我们来到神的面前的，到施恩宝座前，神一定会成为我们的随时的帮助啊。
And that before we approach the throne, that God, we have to have this faith that God will help us.
他会把各样的恩惠啊赐给我们。
And that He will give all things to us.
好。所以我们来到神面前呢，一定要存着信心呐，还有敬畏的心。
And so when we come before God, we must have a reverent heart.
刚刚讲到这个黄金，这个乳香、没药都是贵重的香料。
And so frankincense and myrrh is a very precious spice.
就告诉我们一个属灵、属神的人呐，要发出基督的香气来。
And that means that believers of Christ must have good deeds that give off a fragrant aroma.
成为世上的光啊，来荣耀神。
So that we can be the light of the world and glorify God.
这些博士啊，后来他们看到神拜他，看到主耶稣拜他以后后来他们就回去了。
And so afterwards, after these wise men had given these gifts and they have worshipped Jesus and they returned.
本来希律王跟他们讲说，你们找到了那个婴孩你们要回来告诉我。
And Herod the Great had told them, if you have found this, if you found
this baby, you must return. 我也可以去拜他。
So I may go and worship him.
但是神却指示这些博士说，你们不可以走原路，你们要从别的路上回去。
But it tells us that they did not go back to their original route. They went a different way.
结果他们就照。神的启示他们就走别的地方，别的路回去了。
And because they were divinely warned in a dream, they departed in their own in another way.
他们就没有回到西律王那里去。
They did not return back to Herod.
因为我们刚刚谈到说，这个西律王啊，啊，本来就有一种嫉妒心啊，有人来要来做犹太的王。
And so we know that Herod already has this jealous heart, and he was worried that this baby and this.
我怎么可以让他存在呢
？How can I dwell with him？
所以他怕他的王位不保啊。所以他虽然说你们找到了以后来告诉我他在哪里，我好去拜他。不是他要去拜他，是要去杀他。
And so when he's telling these wise men, "Oh, you must tell me where this king is, I can worship him." He actually wanted to kill Jesus.
所以这些博士追到了主事以后啊，他们就从别的路回去了。
And so after they were warned, they departed in their own another way.
后来这个西律王啊。因为他心里不安啊，所以他就下令把这个伯利恒城里面两岁以下的男婴啊，就全部杀掉。
And so, Herod, because he was extremely angry about this, he told that all the male children who were in Bethlehem and who were 2 years young or younger, they would be killed.
所以圣经才引一段预言哦。
And so it mentions in the Bible this prophecy.
耶利米书三十一章十五节。
In Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 15.
耶利米书三十一章十五节。
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 15.
主如主说啊，在拉玛听见嚎啕痛哭的声音，是拉贼哭他儿女不受安慰，因为他们都不在了。这里用这一段圣经啊来描写啊。啊，这个伯利恒啊，拉玛地的地方啊，他们嚎啕痛哭啊。
So here mentions in Ramah the place in Bethlehem, it's a very bitter occurrence.
我们知道拉结是为着生啊便雅悯啊，所以在回犹大的路上死掉了。
And so we know that Rachel, she gave birth to Benjamin, and on the way there, she had died.
啊，她最后生的儿子就是便雅悯。
And so her last child was Benjamin.
啊，所以这个拉玛是在便雅悯地哈。
And so Ramah was in the area of Benjamin.
啊，其实这一节圣经本来是在讲这个以色列民啊。他们被掳到外邦的地方去。
And here, this Bible passage is actually referring to the people being captured by the enemies.
啊，所以拉结啊是以色列的母嘛，这是他的儿女啊，因为被掳啦，啊，所以他就哀哭啊，因为他们都不在了。
And Rachel represents the mother of Israel and the nations in Israel, and so she is weeping for her children as they have been captured.
啊，当伯利恒的婴孩被杀的时候啊，就引用这一节圣经。
And when the children in Bethlehem have been killed, it uses this passage.
表示对作为这婴孩的母亲啊，他们只有痛哭啊，因为他的婴孩啊。都被一个恶王啊，大西律把他杀掉了。
To represent how all the women who have borne these children, how bitter it has become because of this evil king.
啊，当然这个西律王不久啊，他就得了热病啊，啊他就死掉了。
But then afterwards, Herod had died not far after.
耶稣没有被杀，就是因为耶稣跟玛利亚啊，天使告诉他要赶快跑到这个。埃及的地方去。
And Jesus and he was not killed because of this angel warning the family to go and quickly depart to Egypt.
那所以从这个博士啊，他们没有走原路回去啊，他们从另外一条路走。
So here we see here that the wise men they did not go their original path back.
这也有一个属灵教训，就是我们信徒啊。我们不要走到回头的路上去。
And it tells us a spiritual teaching as Christians, we cannot go back into our old ways.
好像以色列人，神特别把他们从埃及带出来。
Just like how God had specifically taken
Israelites out of Egypt. 因为埃及是一个罪恶之地，预表这个罪恶的世界。
Because Egypt represents a sinful world.
神要带领他们去的地方是迦南地。
And God wanted to lead them to the land of Canaan.
那以色列人经过了这个旷野很难行的道路啊，他们 常常就想说我们不如回埃及地。
And when they were dwelling in the wilderness, they could not find the right path, and they kept on talking about how they wanted to return to Egypt.
因为神不喜悦他们，神要他们永远跟埃及地呀脱离关系。
And so they wanted, God wanted the Israelites to not have anything to do with Egypt.
我们今天呢，蒙主救赎来用，我们不要走原来的道路。
So if we have been called and we have been saved by God, we cannot go back to our old ways.
所以我们生命要重新更新啊，做一个新人，不要走在旧人的道路上。
So we must have a new life and become a new person, and we cannot go back to our old ways.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章
Ephesians chapter 4
二十节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 20
四章二十节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 20
你们学了基督啊却不是这样二十一节
verse 21
如果你们听过他的道领了他的教学了他的真理二十二节
verse 22
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人这个旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的二十三节
Verse
23要将你们的心智改换一新、啊、并且穿上新人这新人是照着神的形象造的有真理的仁义跟圣洁这讲到说还没有信主以前、啊、心地昏昧
And so we know that if you have not learned about Christ, then this truth has not come to you.
放纵私欲、贪行种种的污秽。
And that you have a deceitful lust and you walk in a different path.
但是我们今天领受了神的教训。
And since we have been taught by God.
啊，所以我们就要脱去从前行为上的旧人。
We must put off our old man.
要心力啊。更新变化做一个新人
and to be renewed in the spirit of our mind and put on a new man
啊重新啊得到神的形象 so, 有真理有仁爱有圣洁
which is to be created according to God in true righteousness and holiness
所以保罗说、啊、我以前传道理的时候把它拆毁掉的东西如果我重新又把它建立起来明显我就是一个罪人啦、啊。
And so Paul mentions that if I take all of my old actions and bring it back, then I am myself am a sinner.
所以我们生命已经更新了，我们要做新人。
And so as a new man, we must become we have.
我们要行新事。
We must do new things.
好，所以我们要效法这些呀、啊。啊，不是啊，其实他们有很多的优点，做我们学习。
And so we see that these wise men have quite a lot of things that we ourselves can learn from.
好，我们一起来唱诗哈。
Let's sing a hymn.
因为比较晚了，我们就直接来祷告。
So we will actually kneel down and pray to conclude.
我们来祷告，结束晚上的聚会。
And we will kneel down to conclude our.